All right, you may be seated and open your Bibles. To a very familiar scripture, Romans 10:17. Hallelujah. Romans 10:17. Why I don't have my healing yet, I received. I've been praying, and you don't pray for healing. What? Healing already yours. When you're praying for healing, you're asking for something that's already done. You take your healing by possession. That is right for yours. I'm going to show you that tonight. Yeah, a lot of praying. Lord, will you heal me? I already healed you. I healed you 2,000 years ago. Find out what I said about it. Don't come pestering me about healing you when I already have healed you. And Satan got you fooled that you can't be healed? All right, here we go. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the church has to be informed not to be robbed anymore of their divine rights. In the aspect of being able to take your healing. Take your health. For it's already paid for. You see the difference? All right, now it's very simple. Here we're going to read very simple. Romans 10:17 is a very simple verse, but it's one of the most complicated verses in the Bible. So then faith cometh by hearing. And they tell you what kind of hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So we have to develop. It's a long subject, but I want to give it to you. Developing your faith for supernatural health, healing, and a long, satisfied life. Developing your faith for supernatural health. What kind of health?
Supernatural.
What makes it supernatural? What make a Christian health supernatural? Because it's already taken. And the enemy knows that. But he wants us to pray and beg. As if God holding something back from us. So we're going to have to develop our faith properly tonight to not be begging and humming about your health and healing is yours by divine right. Yes, I want you to take notes tonight because I want to tell you about a great trap that the enemy used called symptoms. Symptom does not mean you sick.
That's right.
Symptom means the enemy trying to deceive you that you are sick.
Uh-huh.
Your health is in your spirit, not in your body.
Yes,
but your body and soul has to be trained spiritually. You cannot be sick in your spirit. Because your spirit is the divine nature of God. But you can get sickness in your body and sickness in your thinking. And that's where Satan's working on you at. But we're about to erase that tonight. We're going to develop faith properly. We need to develop our faith properly to walk in our health. We don't beg it, we say it. We take it. It's rightfully ours. Are you following me? So I want you to write down healing, health. I want you to write that down on your paper. Healing, health, and a long, satisfied life.
Yes, sir.
They all three go together. All three go together. Healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. Now, I ain't meant for you to have health, but God made it possible that if you fell from it, you can get healed. Symptoms do not determine how you come out. Matter of fact, let me give you these words here so you'll make sure that you got these three words. Faith, favor, which means grace, and foresight. Faith, favor, and foresight. Keep those with you all the time. Know that faith can receive everything that God said is yours. Know that grace make it possible because it's already paid for. And know that you have to have foresight beyond your symptom, beyond the situation, beyond what nobody else say. And you got to get rid of fear. Failure. And feeling. You will not get healed by faith going by your feeling. Now here's another one that stirs up the church, but the church need to be stirred up in this. Facts. Facts does not determine how you're going to come out, because you're already out. Talk health. Say it when you don't see it. Always talk health. Never talk sickness, disease. Matter of fact, I'm guilty of this. Don't talk about what's going on in your body when the enemy is trying to put something on your body. Talk different. See, ooh, I feel good today. Ooh, I'm so strong today. And you can't hardly move your left leg. Ooh, I'm so strong today. You keep saying that, and there will be a divine enforcement. Somebody here with me tonight? Somebody about to get healed in here tonight. You're going to take your health back, and you're going to stop talking about thinking about dying and all that stuff, and you're going to stop dealing with those symptoms and let them symptoms control you. I want to give you a word to go with symptoms. Stealing. It's John 10:10. The thief comes up with a steal, kill, and destroy. Through symptoms, what he's doing, he's stealing. He's stealing your faith from talking out for your rights. Are you following me? So no case too hard for God. Write it down. No case too hard for God. All right. So faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
So turn to Hebrews 11:1 now. And a very simple statement. I was listening to a sister. She taught me so much. God have to have faith for anything. We have to have faith for anything we do. You heard that? That's a very simple statement. Now listen to what I'm saying now. We have to have faith for anything we do or want to cooperate with God. God can't function without faith. You can say a lot of words, but if you're not in faith, you just shut God off. Shut him down. The only way God can manifest in your life is that you give him faith for it. Who see that? No, he didn't say give me a scripture. Because the scripture first job is to talk to my faith. And then I talk with God. Now, when you're walking in revelation knowledge, and when you're walking in real faith, it makes you equal to God. He wanted that to happen. You know you're not God. But you're in such a strong area at that time that God's strength come in you and drive out. Oh, let's talk about Satan. Let's talk about some sickness that Satan holding in there. See, it's not just a disease. It's a satanic force behind it. Sometime you're going to have to cast it out. Take your hand off of my body in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Now, you will not render me fearless no more. I'm fearless. I'm trusting in God. In the name of Jesus, pain, leave my body. I resist you. In the corner praying, Lord, please heal my body. Lord said, get up from there and go get you some faith and come back and talk to me. Turn to Hebrews 11:1. God wants us to have faith. You know that? Now faith is a substance. Isn't that something? No faith, no substance. No faith, no evidence. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, we're talking about now getting in line with our health and our healing by faith. We got to go back to faith. We have to have faith for anything we want to do. Faith look beyond feeling. Faith look beyond facts. What? It's a fact that my right arm is hurting like it's on fire. But faith say it don't supposed to be on fire. Don't go with the fire. Go with your faith. Keep saying the same thing God said about it. With that in mind, everybody in you already healed. Look at Hebrews 11:6. Now faith, 11:6, yeah, 11:6. We have to have faith for anything we do. Without faith, it's impossible to be healed. Without faith, it's impossible to walk in health. Without faith, it's impossible to have a long, satisfied life. What? Three things, I just said, three things. It is impossible without faith. Faith is the only axe, like a chopping wood, that can move Satan. And I'm hearing the words, don't give up. Who I'm talking to? Don't give up. God, don't care how bad it look. Don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep giving him the glory. Every now and then say, praise the Lord. Bless your holy name. Right in the midst of, watch what I'm saying now. Right in the midst, watch what I'm going to say now. Very important to catch this. Right in the midst of your tests. Everything you're going through in your body is a test. It is the trying of your faith. Pass the test. I didn't ask you how holy you walk. I didn't ask you how many hours you prayed today. I said pass the test. All right. We develop our faith by hearing on that subject. Now, the subject of health, the subject of healing. I want you three to run together. The subject of a long, satisfied life. All of that belongs to all of us. The health is what you're supposed to be in, but in case Satan slip upon you and you need healing, he provided for that also. Amen. Those two take you to the long, satisfied life. Now look with me again in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. We can't let these scriptures get by us. This is so clear, so simple. The Lord's been on me. Go back over it. Over and over again until everybody get it. How many of y'all see your son and a daughter? Huh? All right, just saying it's not good enough. Here you say, my son, attend to my word. How do faith come?
By
hearing. What?
Word.
So here you say now, you use this word attend. What attend mean?
Take
your time, right?
Yes,
pay attention.
Yes.
Focus on it. Thank you.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
oh, you coming out tonight. My son, attend to my word. Then he said, now he told me attend. Now he said, incline. Down here unto my saying. You know what when I saw incline? I saw leaning. Taking your hearing from the world system. And taking your hearing from the world system. Taking your hearing from worldly fact. And go back to the word. So now I see it, Lord. Now. I see two. I see the world, and I see the word. Come on, Claire, don't y'all rock me tonight. Who you going to listen to? But most of the time, we're listening to the world. We're listening to the internet more than we're listening to the word. Satan robbing us through instruments. And tonight, you be able to check yourself from now on. Am I listening to the world or to the word? He didn't tell me attend to the world. He told me attend to his word. Now remember, we're building faith all the time. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But you can't seek him without faith. So if you don't train your faith and develop your faith, you fake. F-A-K-E. Even though you got a Bible in your hand. You follow what I'm saying? Well, I just want to be real. I want to be where God wants me to be. You? All right, now watch this. My son, attend to my word. Incline. I want you to underline the word and attend and get you a definition of understanding of that. Then he did, but he's like he's repeating himself, but he keeps drawing you closer. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Now, my word and my saying, they're not the same. Open up John 6:63.
Yep.
Open up John 6:63, because what we're doing now, we're building faith for health, healing, and a long, satisfied life. But we're going to build it from ground up to make sure you'll be able to receive your healing like a little child. I fully trust him. It is the spirit that quickens it. The flesh profits nothing. You might have heard somebody, it wasn't from the spirit. The words that I speak unto you. So don't be presenting the scripture back to God before you let God present the scripture to you.
Wow.
Write that down. Don't be presenting the Bible back to God until God presents the Bible to you.
Yes, sir.
See, don't be reading the scripture to God. He knew it already. But go to him by revelation to receive what he have done for you. That's a big difference now. See, we all guilty of that, rehearsing the Bible. Lord, you say this. He said, yeah, I say it. When you going to receive it? See, it's because it has to be quickened. The spirit and life has to come out of the word into your faith. Oh, my. The spirit and life of the word have to come out of the word into your faith.
Yes,
no, let me say it again, because the Holy Spirit just showed me that. The spirit and life that is in that word, he said the word I speak, the spirit and life, you got to be with him long enough. It's sort of like, got a word called meditation.
Yes,
you know what that word meditation for? For a proper visitation.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to quit if y'all don't get it. The Holy Ghost is saying these things as I minister. See, meditation is to get a proper visitation from God.
Yes.
Or, I'm hearing another word, a proper presentation.
Yes, sir.
That God can present himself to you,
yes,
to let you know we can't fail.
Yes, sir.
During your meditation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got a faith I want to get tonight. It is a spirit that quickens the flesh, Proverbs, nothing the word is. All right, go back to Proverbs 4:20, because I'm going to go through some verses with them. Matter of fact, let me get in my Bible. Y'all got it?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Say amen. What the atmosphere? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ask the person next to you, are you listening? If you're not, get on from around me. I wanted to come down this road. Sometimes you got to watch who you sit with. I'm not going to look up. I'll just tell you. Proverbs chapter 4. Now, let me go on. My son, attend them. Verse 20. My son, attend them. Underline the word attend again. Incline thy ear unto my son. Incline. Now, notice he keeps saying it. He keeps saying it. Don't let it go. Let them, look at verse 21. Let them not depart from thy eye. So what are you talking about? Let them not depart from thy eye. The word, all right. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. What? He ain't saying keep them in the midst of your mouth either. Now notice what he says in verse 22. For they are life unto everybody who want it. When you find the word, what do the word produce?
Faith.
Talk to me, Ronald. Faith. So all y'all should have been hollering. When you find the word is a faith producer.
Right.
Once you find the word and it become a faith producer, all of Satan's fake attacks is dealt with. Everything any one of our body dealing with is an attack from Satan. But when you find the word overcome it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Help me, Holy Ghost. The life of those that find them to help to all their flesh. Then the 23rd verse says, keep your heart with what? Why? Now, here's why a lot of people sick in verse 24. You talk too much. I'm gonna look down. You talk too much. I was listening to a teacher who said people are so worried about what's going in their mouth for their help. Well, what's coming out your mouth? Just a little phone call, y'all talking. Sue didn't do you nothing. But you just don't like Sue. You saw how she's walking. Then you won't pray in tongues. Ta-ta-da-la-ba-ta-ta. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, I know none of y'all doing that, but I'm just trying to find. You know, nobody online. I know y'all wouldn't talk about nobody bad. I know that. Glory to God. But that has something to do with your health.
Right.
What did the Bible say? A double-minded man? Why you ain't say a woman? I'm going to say a double-minded woman. Don't stay in all our ways. All of us, anybody got double-minded, you're unstable. Whether you're a woman or a man. Now, in the 8th chapter of Matthew, I want you to study it. I want you to see Jesus at work. Verse 1 through 17, Jesus constantly healing people. He constantly healing them in that text. There's something I got to say to you about that, because if I don't say it right, I'm going to put it out wrong. So let me make sure we get it. I'm going to pause there a few minutes and deal with it. Now, we're talking about you are headed to health, healing, and a long, satisfied life. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
And we're talking about the facts and the issues that you're dealing with now. It doesn't matter. But if you concentrate on them, they're going to get bigger. So what you need to be operating in? Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You see how God got that plan out? How many of us guilty of talking about our problem more than the solution? Don't lie up in here. All of us guilty. That problem sat right there before you. Sometimes people are proud to tell you how sick they are. It's just go on and on. Yeah, and it's hurting left and right. And Jesus. And just talking about it. Then say, I'm a warrior, though. I stand up to it. Well, get rid of it then. You saw such a warrior, won't you cut it out? Here Jesus deal with all sickness and disease. He sure Jesus has no respect for no sickness, no disease. Watch, listen to me now. Jesus has no respect for no sickness, no disease, and no demon.
That's good.
That means you're free.
That's right.
If you get a hold of that, Jesus has no respect for no sickness, no disease, and no demon.
Right.
You gone.
Yes.
You've been delivered from all sickness, all disease, and all demons.
Yes.
But your body and your soul sometimes get ignorant.
Yes.
And you got to retrain them.
Yes,
like Romans 12:1 with your body.
Yes.
Romans 12:2 with your soul, your mind. So the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is for all of his children to be healthy, just like I want all my children healthy. I want all my grandchildren healthy. Don't you?
Yes, sir.
I want all my family. Don't you? I want all y'all in the church healthy. Don't you?
Yes, sir.
Now, here, it says that Jesus, first thing, he healed a leopard. I need to take you through this so you can see in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him, and behold, there came a leopard. You can ain't no help for a leopard. That's a permanent disease. Once you got leprosy, it's the rest of your life. That's a lie. Some of y'all always believe in me. Don't be believing me when I'm lying. And behold, and behold, there came a leopard. Worship him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. The leper knew that. The leper knew, he didn't even have a revelation. He said, if thou will, but we know God will.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
so if you get rid of leprosy, you can get rid of cancer.
Yes,
so when you hear the word cancer, it's not a death sentence, it's a fight sentence.
Yes.
Behold, there came a leopard, verse 2, worship him. He worshiped him first, you see that? And saying, Lord, if thou will, he just didn't know, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and did what? Saying what? And about 3 years later, he was clean. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer a gift that Moses commanded for testimony unto them. I just want to read a little bit. And when Jesus was entering to Capernaum, there came unto him, they're coming to him. A centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy. Palsy, what does palsy mean? The word paralyzed or something? Grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. I mean, look how he's talking. I'll come heal him. Ain't no big deal. You know what he's asking? How bad he doing? He don't have to act there. He's talking to us tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. He's talking to your body right now. Something supernatural can happen right in here, right online, right now. Ah! But the Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's doing the same thing. The people of God just have to be taught properly so they can operate in faith properly and receive what is rightfully there. There's a remnant that's going to step out. I mean that number. I want you to make a note of this. Do not let bad reports shut you down. Because the bad report did not come out the mouth of God. God is a good God. Look at somebody and tell them God is a good God. And tell them he's working on your case. And holler, hallelujah. Isn't this wonderful for Wednesday night?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I feel like it's Christmas. Lord, the Lord dropping some gifts off here tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you thought you were just coming to a Bible study. Look what the Lord doing here tonight. Jesus Christ, promotion is on our back. You're even going to cry different. You're going to cry with victory. Verse 6, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy. Watch this now. Grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, Jesus ain't paying no attention about the grievous torment or nothing. I'll come and heal him. But look at this centurion in the 8th verse. Because I'm going to a certain verse I want you to see. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. What? And my servant shall be healed. He said, you need to go with me. I know who you are. Speak the word. He didn't say speak the word. He said speak the word only. You don't have to say nothing extra. Just say the word. Now, this is what I want to bring to attention. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We will have to know the authority of God's word. And the authority of God's word does not work by feeling. The authority of God's word does not work by fact. The authority of God's word works by faith. So I'm healed, I'm healthy, and I have a long life by faith. Have faith in God. Verily, verily, I say to whosoever shall say, Mark 11:23. To this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he said, shall come to pass. He shall have, therefore I say, what things of you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. This is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to his will, we know he is. If we know he is, we know we have the petition that we desire of him. I never heard this before. I pray that it will promote you tonight. Feeling is satanic faith.
That's good.
I just heard it myself, so I just heard it in the atmosphere. The Lord just spoke it to me. Feeling is satanic faith. Wow. And so it is what Satan been using against us to make us believe him. When the hurt become more stronger than heaven. So I read this man, the ninth verse says, the centurion, the ninth verse here, I'm a man under authority. See, he's talking about authority. Jesus got authority over all sickness and disease. Having soldiers under me, and I say this man go, he go to another coming, he coming to my servant, do this, and he does it. In other words, whatever you say, Satan gonna have to do it. If you tell him to take his hand off that man, he got to take his hand off. If you tell him to take his hand off his daughter, he got to take his hand off. You tell him to take his hand off your body, he got to take it. I don't care how you feel. It's gone. You told him to take your hand off of me in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off my body. Take your hand off of my heart. Take your hand off of my lung. Take your hand off of my blood pressure. Take your hand off my glucose level. Take your hand off me right now. In the name. Take your hand off my back. Take your hand off my head. Take your hand off my body. Take your hand off my leg. Take your hand off my feet. Take your hand off my arm. In the name of Jesus. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Just keep on saying it. Say it every day. You know, let me give you an example. You got a dirty driveway. Got mud, stuff stiff on it. And you got a hose pipe. And you're washing it, right? All y'all with me? And you got one of those then you squeeze to make the water come out. And you got good pressure. But you shoot it one time and go back in the house. Wonder why the driveway not clean. I shot the water on it. But you didn't wash it. You didn't stay long enough with it. So what I'm saying is, you can't say this one time and quit saying it and think it's going to work. You got to say it every day. Now, I'm telling you, because offline in here, got a lot of reports going to come in. My secretary, they're going to bring them into them because we're going to wash the whole driveway. In other words, keeping the pressure on. In the driveway, you can get down in cracks. You don't like it. Don't like it won't come out. But you keep shooting it.
Yes, sir. That's good, sir.
Amen. What'd you say? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
On with this man. Jesus said he hadn't found nobody with that kind of faith. But I really want to go. Well, I thought I'd go through it, but you see it. To the 17th verse. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Remember Isaiah spoken in Isaiah 53. He wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised with peace on him. With his stripes we're healed. You still here? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself, someday gonna take. And what? Bear our sicknesses. Study it. I want you to study that 8th chapter, read it, and you see Jesus healing all the people. Now, turn to Romans 12. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to write it down. Most of this stuff was taught to me. I'm a student, you know. We must saturate our mind with healing scripture. We must saturate our mind with healing scripture. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
Now look at Romans 12:2. Otherwise, we'll be able to cooperate with God properly. You got two words in there that I want you to see. Conform, transform, renewing. That's three words. No, acceptable, perfect, good, acceptable, and perfect. These are all those powerful words. That verse is filled with some powerful words. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is for you to be healthy. Why? Jesus died for that. He's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chest out. But a lot of times people, I'm gonna get ahead of myself. Now, and I could identify with this. Now it's a lot harder to get built up and learn to stand if you're really sick. You got to fight it. You got to fight it a little harder. But while you're having some breathing clarity, develop yourself now. Because ain't none of y'all real sick. Y'all ain't me. Y'all, yeah. The real sick folk, not yeah. Y'all, yeah. All right, 3 John 2. Health, take note, is supposed to be a normal way of life. That's what God intended. And he intended for all his children to walk in health and be provided for. 3 John 2, beloved, wish above all things your prophet being healed, even as your soul prospers. Now turn to Jeremiah 33 and look at verse 6. Health is supposed to be a normal way of life. Like sickness to become normal to the church. Y'all just want to answer me. Y'all know what we've been going through. But apostolically, the Lord have come to pull us out. Prophetically, the Lord have come to pull us out. Isaiah prophesied that he's wounded for our transgression. Even before he went to the cross. You have to become prophetic. Prophesy your health. Yes, it's already done. You get in the mirror and look at that body. Body, you heal now. Just shut up. Let me do the talking. You've been talking the last 12 years. Now it's time. I'm going to talk. I'm talking this morning. You heal, and you just shut up and do what I tell you to do. When I tell you go left, go left. Take authority, man. Don't just be a church goer. Use what God have given you through Christ. He died that all of us might be free. You say to me, he said, Apostle, you ever go through anything? Gee. I'm teaching you. Don't you know you're going to attack me? We got to keep fighting. Tell the person next to you, keep fighting.
Keep fighting.
A fight that's already won. Yes. Yes. Now, look at this 33, Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it help and cure, and I will cure them. And we'll reveal unto them the abundance of, oh my. Behold, I will bring, now take it personal. That's my voice. See, that's my voice. Talking to my body right now. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. Thank you, Lord. And I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth with no sickness, no disease. Hallelujah. Now, I want to close tonight with something I learned 40-something years ago, and I let it slip to a certain degree, taking for granted that the body of Christ understand this fact. Your spirit can't get sick, but your body and your soul can get sick. God is not responsible for taking care of your body without you. God is not responsible for taking care of your imagination, your mind, without you. He's given you that responsibility and the authority and the power to do it. I mean, he says, Romans 12:1, by the mercy of God, you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Your spirit never sick. So spiritually, everybody in here is healthy. Because my spirit can't be sick. But then my spirit can drive sickness out of my body and out of my mind. Are you with me? All right. Now, let's see. I want to close. Turn to Romans 1:16. I told you to turn now. Romans 1:16. Turn there. Romans 1:16. We're going to close that. Got 13 minutes left on the hour. Y'all going to sing tonight? Y'all think y'all not going to sing? Y'all get up and come on and sing. Get behind me. I'm going to be about through in a few minutes. Leroy going to come to see Darwin. Y'all going to sing. Say, oh, we got off tonight. We ain't singing. No, y'all singing. We just changed a little different. You don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do myself. It's not good to know everything we're going to have. Get a spirit a chance to do something different. Hallelujah!
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 Glory to God!
Glory to God!
I'm healed.
Right now.
I receive my healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying in my place, for taking my sickness and my disease. Tonight I'm ready to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on my health and my long life and my healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, what I'm about to tell you now in the closing, it's going to put you in a fivefold position of victory. A fivefold position of victory over all sickness and disease. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
Here in Romans 1:16, you sit down so you can write it down. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. I want you to underline that word salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also the Greek. We have taken salvation as a ticket to heaven. But when it presents four tickets down here. And you're going to be working from a fivefold salvation. We get through, yeah, we get through. You're going to be waking from a fivefold salvation. Salvation really means, my wife and I sat at lunch going over it. She was quoting it and I was quoting it. Salvation, these five areas are covered in our life in salvation. So now, your salvation and your faithful to work in all five of these places. The word salvation means help. The word salvation means healing. So look at the scripture again now. For I'm not ashamed of the God of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. So it's the power unto health. It's the power unto healing. It's the power unto deliverance. That's the third word. Deliverance. The fourth word is protection. And the fifth word is provision. So now your faith works on a fivefold anointing. In yourself, all these things already been paid for. Your provision already paid for. That's why you can say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. You already provided. Your protection. Your protection. What that last little disease came out? COVID? Then they talk about another one now, right? Y'all get on up here. Come on. Y'all come on. See, that's why I like it. See, they didn't know about that. I'm not being ugly. That's just the way I am. I got to be like I am. Yeah. Would y'all please come up here? No, I ain't got time for that. They're back. They're supposed to be backing me up. Now, there are more, they're working on it now, some more vaccination and some more disease. They got to get them in the job for it. They're working on it right now. They're making them up. They're getting them ready to bring fear to you, but you're going to be walking in your fivefold benefit. Now, notice the word salvation, I'm going to deal with it more on my next setting, mean health, healing, deliverance, protection, and provision. If you don't have this revelation, a large part of your life is going to be left out while you're here on earth. You're going to heaven. But salvation has the power and the anointing to bring heaven down here. And for you to live a heavenly life on earth by faith in what God has already done for you. You're not just a church member. You're a child of the living God. You're holy. Because the Holy One lives on the inside of you. Consecration, sanctification, and holiness need to be a part of your life. Come out from among them. Five. Salvation means five things. Come on, say them to me.
Health, healing,
so your faith has five avenues to wake up on at all times. Because the Lord Jesus Christ have made those five openings for your faith. Five openings for you. This didn't mean. Five openings for your faith. Wait a minute. Five openings for your faith.
Yes.
Salvation means those five things. Good God Almighty. Health. Healing. Deliverance. Protection. And provision. Now, this next week, just go over them, you know. Just you wrote them down? Just say it. I'm walking in health. I'm walking in healing. I'm walking in deliverance, I'm walking in protection, and I'm walking in provision in the name of Jesus. Yeah, just say it. Say it when you're by yourself. Say it when you're in the car. Say it in your house. Say it when that pain hits you. Are you following? Sing, children, sing.